Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 8th of March, and I'm recording at 9:36 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Well, a bit of an all-change day here today. We had some downward dynamics on stock markets and a fair number of industrial commodities, and also precious metals. So, downside follow-through tomorrow would provide a little bit further evidence that we do have a wall of resistance overhead, and that's what many of the charts show, as you will know. Okay, let's start first with a run-through of some of these markets. And starting with the Asia-Pacific region, Japan, well, the yen was a little too firm, and we had declines of between 0.75 percentage point to 1% across Japan's stock market indices. China did a little better. Very small gain on the Shanghai Composite Index, a little bit more on the Shenzhen Composite Index. The Hong Kong indices were lower, though, with the Enterprise Index down 1.4%, and indeed that's overbought, as a number of other indices around the globe are here in the short term. If you go in and look at the stochastics, you'll see that on the in the chart library. So the rest of these markets were mostly lower, although a tiny gain, really tiny, in India, which has been showing a little bit of relative strength recently. Singapore market down over 1.5%, and Thailand a similar decline. Now, in Europe, we had soft performance generally, not that many big hits, but these indices were also weak yesterday. UK down 0.9 percentage point. That was the biggest decline. So pretty well everything down over half a percentage point in Europe, although Italy did a little better than that, only down a third of a percentage point. Wall Street, well, soft here overall. It rallied about an hour before the close and got close to moving into the plus side, but never made it. Dow closed down 110 points, and that's 0.6 percentage point. And the S&P was down a little more, 1.12%. Now, remember, I'd been talking about that resistance up, that psychological resistance up near the 2000 level. That's also the region of the 200-day declining 200-day moving average. And it was also, of course, on the lower side of those overhanging resistance patterns that we had seen over the last many months. Well, it dropped sharply here today, down 22 points for that, 22.5 points for the S&P. It's brought it back down to 1979. And certainly that suggests a reaction and consolidation is underway in line with that short-term overbought condition. NASDAQ index down further still, 1.25 percentage point. And it will be very interesting to see where this pullback is. It again, is it just a reaction and consolidation, or will it be something bigger than that overall? We know how nervous markets have been. I don't think that was all entirely justified. As a matter of fact, I don't think much of it was. I thought a great deal of it was unjustified. But markets do what markets are going to do, and they are quite volatile from time to time. But my feeling is that there's a good chance that we'll hold in a trading range. But the key point here is that we're seeing the first clear evidence here today that the resistance has been encountered and that demand has run out of steam. After all, we had a lot of short covering We had some bargain hunting, and now we're getting the downward reaction. We also had declines in pretty much all of the other Central and South American indices here today. Now, looking at government bonds, the yields edged up. You will not be surprised to hear. The yields edged down. The bond prices had edged up. Yields down to 1.83 for the 10-year U.S. Treasury. The VIX edged up to 18.64, and that started to move higher yesterday, just anticipating a little bit of trouble ahead for stock markets. Now, the dollar index, that had dipped early on, got down to 96.887, but it's pushed up. It's a little higher in here, and currently at 97.20. Still, though, below that 100 level, and I'm convinced that the U.S. Treasury and Fed will be moving in surreptitiously, of course, to keep the dollar from breaking out to the upside. But I think without that intervention, we would have a stronger dollar, and that would be trouble here for global stock markets, I feel. Okay, now what about these commodity markets? Well, some bigger hits here today. Palladium down almost $18, back to $5.59.80. Silver fell sharpishly, got up to $15.76 early in the day. That's in the region of prior resistance. And then it fell back quite sharply to $15.37. So that's down just over 26 cents. And platinum, which had been the star performer here last week and also on Monday, but down 18 today, back to 984 after being up at $1,009 early in the day. And gold bullion, well, it didn't come down as much, although it was strong earlier on. It was up at 1278 this morning, UK time, but is trading now down $5.85. That's taken bullion down to $1,261 and change. And crude oil, which had a few good days to the upside and getting that Brent up above the $40 level. Well, again this morning it was up at $41.48, but could not hold it and is currently trading at $39.49, and that's down $1.35. And the WTI similarly is down $1.55, and that is at 36.335. It had been up to 38.39 at the high earlier today. So you see, firm start, but then really going into reverse on these commodities. Now, we had that Goldman Sachs report out yesterday, and that was quoted in my lead article yesterday. And Goldman Sachs basically were saying that commodities had really run ahead of themselves, and that crude oil, for instance, they were saying would be back down at $30 in the fourth quarter. Now, given the weight and reputation of Goldman Sachs and the fact that they also trade in all these instruments, that certainly was a bit of an influence, how strong an influence on these markets today remains to be seen, but it was certainly, that forecast was certainly not without influence. You would not be surprised to hear. My feeling is that commodities will remain volatile, but that there's more upside than downside. But they are overbought in the short term, so we could see a bit of a pullback, a bit more of a pullback, I should say. And I think that would probably create another buying opportunity. But let's see how much it comes back and how the overbought, oversold indicators react against that background. And look for a next buying opportunity. But I'd give it a few days here at least. Okay, elsewhere, the CCI didn't come down too much. That's the continuous commodity index, because a number of the agricultural commodities were quite steady in here, and that includes sugar and lumber. Also, let's see, we've got natural gas had a good gain in here today, and corn, soybeans, wheat, some modest gains. Rough rice did not join them in that higher move, but again, more agricultural commodities up than down, whereas industrial commodities were very much to the downside, heavily so. The ones I hadn't mentioned were the industrial metals, but they were pretty sharply lower in here today, just like the precious metals, and the copper is currently trading after hours at 221.65 cents. And on that note, all the best to all of you. It's going to be an interesting week once again.